Events have been moving swiftly here in Boston. 19-year-old Johar Tsarnaev, the surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings, has been charged in his hospital bed, reportedly of conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction. And the White House says he cannot be tried as an enemy combatant. Let's get the latest from Brian Bender, national security reporter for the Boston Globe. Brian, several Republican lawmakers wanted the U.S. to try him as an enemy combatant. What would that have meant?
Well, trying someone as an enemy combatant basically means you could hold them indefinitely without trial and basically deprive them of many of the rights that someone in that position would get in the civilian court system. And I think clearly the White House, by coming out today pretty early after this investigation has gotten underway, believes that that is not a very good option, that basically this is an American citizen who – I think if you held as an enemy combatant would set a very bad precedent.
Well, and we remind ourselves, the younger of the two brothers accused in the Boston Marathon bombings and the carnage and the chase that ensued, the younger is a naturalized U.S. citizen. His brother reportedly was not. If he is charged as an enemy combatant, he can be questioned without a lawyer, without some constitutional protections. But we have been here before. The Supreme Court ruled in the case of another suspect that the U.S. could try that, a naturalized American citizen, Hamdi, as an enemy combatant, but it was limited to that case.
Well, right, exactly. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Obama administration's lawyers have concluded that the best way forward is in a civilian court, because presumably if they did try him as an enemy combatant, it would once again possibly go before the Supreme Court and could delay for who knows how long any real case coming to trial.
Right. Oh, and by the way, there were in this debate, you had people like Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan saying he had no known link to a group that the U.S. is at war with, so he didn't fit the definition of enemy combatant. But others were also saying the U.S. has been much more successful trying people in criminal courts as opposed to as enemy combatants.
Yeah, there have been a number of cases where terrorist suspects have been tried in military tribunals where they have either not gotten all of the charges the prosecutors wanted to stick, or they basically were found not guilty. So the record actually is much better in these cases when they've been tried in a civilian court.
Well, O'Brien, just tell us, where are we in the investigation? We know that Johar Tsarnaev, again, the younger of the two brothers, is in a hospital, but he's unable to talk and reportedly answering questions from officials in writing. Also, the FBI is being questioned about why it did not have the older brother on its radar, since it was asked by a foreign country, Russia, to question Tamerlan, the older brother, in 2011. So tell us more about where we are in the investigation.
Well, you know, the big question here is, what did the FBI know and when did they know it? Russia clearly was concerned in 2011 that the older brother perhaps had some radical leanings or was cavorting with radicals in Russia, where he traveled at least a couple times, including for an extended period last year. The FBI says that at the time they did not turn up any evidence. This was 2 years ago when they interviewed him. But Congress is demanding more information, because clearly our reporting has shown that the sort of process of radicalization of the older brother began before 2011, at least according to his family and according to some religious leaders here in Boston. So that, you know, there are a lot of questions about what the FBI knew, and did they miss some signs that perhaps could have prevented this if they had kept this guy on their radar?
And as to the younger brother in the hospital, do we know what kind of questioning is going on there?
Well, I think the initial questioning would be focused on public safety issues. Are there more weapons? Are there more bombs? Are there more terrorists that you are working with? That would be the main concern in the outset, would be to protect the public safety and make sure that the threat really has passed. But obviously, once he's in better shape, they're going to want to know more about how they built the bomb. Did they get training? Did his brother, when he was overseas, get some sort of technical training from bomb makers? So, you know, there's going to be a host of questions trying to peel back how this plot came together, who else might have been involved, where they would have gotten the weapons, the explosives. They were pretty well armed when they were found on Friday.
Yeah. Brian Bender, national security reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much.
Thank you.